Rocking and rolling our way through a Thursday. We're live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Bob with you. Appreciate you tuning in. Hey, Danny Woodhead's good to go. So we got the mailbag coming up at 12 o'clock. Danny will stop by about 1 o'clock. So really excited to catch up with Mr. Woodhead as we'll talk about God knows what. I can't promise you what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about something, though. But we got the NBA draft tonight. I got a bunch of thoughts to get into with this. So it's a big night for one Isaiah Roby. This evening, Roby he's going to hear his name called. I'm pretty confident in that. The question is, where? According to my sources, I'm hearing somewhere in the 30s. I'm hearing that he's going to get it. It's early second round, somewhere in the 30s. Here are the teams drafting 31 through 40. Brooklyn, Phoenix, Philly twice, Atlanta, Charlotte, Dallas, Chicago, New Orleans, and Sacramento. So somewhere in there. I've heard things about Philly. I mean, Philly's got two picks there. Atlanta would be nice. Put him in a ball screen with Trae Young. Good things would probably happen. To be honest with you, there aren't too many. Brooklyn's got a good young core. Be a decent spot for him. Phoenix, I think, is a team that always feels like they're rising.
And obviously New Orleans.
New Orleans, same thing. Charlotte, not sure what that looks like.
That might be the worst.
That would probably be the one. Charlotte, and no disrespect, Chicago. I'm just not. Where's Chicago at? Like, what's Chicago doing?
I'll tell you the vibe in Chicago. The vibe in Chicago is Chicago's not doing anything of any substance until they get rid of the front office.
Okay, because I'm just like.
Yeah, that's the vibe right now.
I can't decide if they're really like, are they trying to tank? Are they trying, like, I'm not. I think they're trying to tank, but I don't know. I'm not totally sure. But bottom line is, most important thing is, he's going to get his name called. And this is going to be, I double-checked it this morning. I mean, tonight will break a streak for Nebraska basketball of finally getting a Husker drafted in two decades. The last Nebraska basketball player drafted was in 1999. Vincent Hamilton was the 50th pick. Nebraska hasn't had a player drafted in pretty much 20 years. And it's funny, when you put it like that, it's not too hard to correlate the lack of success.
Right.
You know? I mean, ultimately, it takes pros to really have a lot of... I mean, you know, like Butler had a rise, and in a related story, Gordon Hayward, Shelvin Mack... Even during Creighton during that time, Kyle Korver drafted, Doug drafted, Kyrie Thomas drafted, Justin Patton drafted, had Anthony Tolliver stick in the league for 10 years. You know, like, to not have a single guy picked in that long is pretty amazing. And Roby's going to break that. And I've told you before, I think he's going to be a solid pro. I really do. He's got upside, and he's got versatility. Those are two things the NBA really likes. Anymore, you got to be able to shoot. And I think it's crucial to be able to guard multiple positions. Roby's a guy that can switch ball screens and hang in there. Roby can guard a two. Roby can guard a five, you know? Plus, then on the other side, he's got the offensive versatility to punish switches. Drag guys away from the basket and shoot. Post up smaller guys. He's a playmaker at that four spot. He's a playmaker at the four. And the thing, his shot is improving. Each year it's gotten better and better. He's got good mechanics. And in a lot of ways, he's kind of the new-aged NBA big. And, you know, for me, if he can get to where he's a solid three-point shooter, he's going to be in the league for a long time. A long time. And it's funny, I looked it up today. Because you think about, Roby came to Lincoln without much hype. Glenn Watson had more hype. Ed Morrow had more hype. Ty Webster had more hype. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have had way more hype than Roby. Here were Roby's other offers coming out of high school, according to Rivals. Roby had Nebraska and then four other offers. Here they are. Northern Iowa, Northern Illinois, IUPUI, Western Illinois. And this dude is leaving after his junior year and is going to get drafted. Isn't that amazing? So on one hand, you know, sort of like, see, recruiting services, you know, here's the thing I will say. Roby was one of those guys that I think was really hard to project at the next level in college. Because you remember, Roby was skinny and he was kind of a tweener. Realize he's listed out of high school. So he's kind of almost like a guard. Like he was a guard that wasn't super skilled and wasn't a great shooter. But at that time, when he first got to Nebraska, if you moved him to the four, he was probably too small and not strong enough to hang with the big boys. So he's one of those guys, okay, he's not quite skilled enough to put on the wing, but he's not quite big enough to play at the four. So what do you do? So I give some of these, in some ways I can understand how you'd have had a hard time projecting Roby. The tweeners are tough. It's one of the things I have a hard time with Zion a little bit. Not quite skilled enough to put on the wing. He's only listed about 6'6", 6'7". That's not very big to play at the four. So what happened that allowed Roby to become the guy that's going to get his name called the NBA draft? What happened was he took a huge jump after his freshman year. His body exploded. Roby got in the weight room and he put on about 15 to 20 pounds of muscle. I couldn't believe when all of a sudden I saw a picture of Roby. It looked like Roby ate Isaiah Roby. Like it was like, who is that? Wow. I mean, he looked like he had a Roby sandwich with a side of Roby with extra Roby sauce. And that 15 to 20 pounds of muscle, he became a man. And you know what? That allowed him to play the four, which is where he became lethal. And then ultimately that allowed him to even slide over this year and play the five, where he is a problem in college. Because again, he wasn't quite skilled enough to play the three, but all of a sudden you move him to the four, he's really skilled for a four, and at the five, he's super skilled. So he could exploit people there. But he's a guy who, if it wasn't for the weight room, he doesn't become the player he is. There's sometimes the weight room's overrated in basketball. You know, sometimes I say to myself, it's about being good with basketball. Like, sometimes the weight room changes guys' careers. It changed Nate Funk's career, and it changed Isaiah Roby's career. If Roby goes, you know, doesn't take the weight room serious, doesn't really, like, Roby would have been a guy that wouldn't have been, he's too, not skilled enough to play on the wing, not quite big enough to play in the four, wouldn't have been very good. He wouldn't have become the player he is today, in my opinion. His career changed after he changed his body. And that takes work, and it'll pay off tonight. So I'm pumped for him, man. First of all, great guy, super good dude, was a joy to watch at Nebraska, especially the last year and a half. I've always said, Roby made one to two, oh my God, plays a game. Like a block, a transition dunk. Like he'd make one to two, whoa, plays a game. That's kind of how Patton was his year. Like JP would make one to two plays a game that I would have to grab John Bishop or grab my play, like, dude, what was that? That was Roby. And I obviously there are very few guys, I say this all the time, there are very few players that defy circumstance. A lot of guys need to go to the right spot. He's going to need to land in the right spot, and if he continues to develop and be on the trajectory that he's been on in terms of development, dude's going to have a rock-solid long NBA career. And again, according to my sources, Roby's going to get picked tonight somewhere in the early second round in the 30s. I can't wait. Going to break a streak. First Husker drafted since 1999. I'm pumped.
If I had to pick,
what you got? What do you think?
I want him to go to Atlanta.
I would love him in Atlanta, man.
I think the pick and roll with Trey would be great. There's a lot of opportunity in Atlanta for him.
Agree.
Rather than going somewhere and sitting on a bench. I think Atlanta would be a really nice spot.
I like Atlanta for him. Looking at those other ones, Dallas is intriguing, depending on who else they land at that at their, you know, they've been rumored to be in the Al Horford sweepstakes. Philly, I don't know what Philly's roster is really going to look like. I'm not totally sure on that. I like Atlanta. I like Dallas. Bottom line, he's going to get his name called. I'm pumped. 402-951-1620. Hey, reminder, mailbag coming up about a half hour. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win some Oscars. Danny Woodhead, 1 o'clock. Get into my I got a thought on Nebraska. And really trying to figure out why they're kind of the media darling in the West to win the division. I've figured it out. I'm going to get into that at 12 o'clock. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Game time.